Villagers in two municipalities north of Prague have voted overwhelmingly against a plan aiming to turn a local airstrip into a new international airport. Under the plan, Letiště Vodochody would be transformed into a second airport serving the Czech capital, with around 1.5 million travellers processed each year. But many locals are worried that the new site will have a negative impact: traffic, noise pollution, property devaluation. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The transformation of Letiště Vodochody into a second international airport serving Prague has not yet gotten the go-ahead from the Environment Ministry, but if some local municipalities have their way, it never will. Two of those, the villages of Chvakyaruby and Zlončice, held referenda on the question on Friday, and the results were almost unanimously against. A little earlier I spoke to the mayor of Zlončice, Jiří Loučka.
The results are legally binding. 64% of potential voters cast their ballot, which means 211 people in all. One vote was spoiled, two were in favor, and 208 gave us a mandate to take legal steps in the future to try and block the project.
14 out of 25 local municipalities, including Zlončice, are part of an initiative called Stop Vodochody Airport, fearing that the negative impact of the new facility will be manifold. As such, says Mayor Loučka, there is little room for negotiation, neither with representatives at Vodochody nor Penta Investments.
The people at Penta have said that they want to negotiate, but in our opinion, they should have done that back in 2006, when we first made clear that there would be a clash over this project. As far as the new airport is concerned, it will increase traffic, increase noise pollution, and even present a threat because of the chemical plants in the area. From our point of view, it was okay when Vodochody Airport saw 2,000 flights a year, but not 35,000.
But not all are convinced a negative approach will best serve all municipalities, particularly the 11 that have not joined the initiative. A little earlier I spoke to Martin Danko, the spokesman for Penta Investments.
I think it is quite obvious in our environment that the large infrastructure projects create such kind of worries, and we are not surprised by the result of the referendum. But the fact is that the percentage of the people who participate are equal to the percentage of people who are against this project. And it is quite likely that the people who didn't participate in the referendum, and there was more than 40% of them, can have a different position on this issue. So this is the reason why we are also preparing with the agency Factum Invenio the survey, where we would like to find out whether the people are informed correctly about how this project will look like and what are their worries.
And says the company spokesman, some changes have been made to address local concerns.
We already have announced that we are trying somehow to reduce the negative impacts of the project. For example, we have cancelled the planned night operations of the airport in order to reduce the noise. And we also would like to participate in a solution of how to resolve the problems with the traffic in the region. And we have significantly adjusted the arrivals and departure, so-called trajectories for the planes, in order to avoid the impact on the local villages.
Ultimately, whether the new airport will go ahead will depend on the Environment Ministry's assessment of a related study, and that, more than local opposition in any referenda, some sources have suggested, will ultimately tip the scales in one direction or the other.
Jan Wellinger with that report, and turning now to an event.